Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Sewell for the double play. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Jameson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Sewell catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tabner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tabner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel is 0 for 2 in the game. Scubbel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 2 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavner strikes out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Phillips and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 3 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Frank Sagafu's pinch runs for Harry Heilman. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McManus bunts towards first. Fonseca can't make a play. That's a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Alexander scores. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Heinie Scubble. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Johnson now playing center field. Harry Rice now playing right field. John Stone now playing left field. Nolan Richardson now playing shortstop. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Richardson. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Richardson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tavner. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lind fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Tavner covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 4 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 4 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stone out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 4 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. McManus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 4 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 4 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Richardson. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Lind moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner strikes out. Two outs. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. he's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Rice bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0-for-5 in the game. Geringer is walked intentionally. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Geringer moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.